Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last of Leah Parsha's Re'eh, that is Parak Tes Vav, Pasuk Yotes. And the Pasuk tells us, Kol HaBachar Asher Yivaleid Bivgarcha Uvitzoncha HaZachar, any male firstborn which is born to your flock or to your cattle, Takdesh L'Hashem Alekecha, you shall consecrate, you shall make holy to Hashem your God, Lo Yisavod Bivchar Sherecha, you shall not work with the firstborn of your ox, V'lo Yisagaz Bivchar Tzenecha, you shall not shear the firstborn of your flock. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes. The Pasuk said, Kol HaBachar Takdesh, you shall make it holy. However, another place it says, Lo Yakdish Ish Isoi, a person should not make it holy. Hakeitzad, how do we understand this? Enamakdisha le carbon acher, that means you're not allowed to make it holy for another carbon. It has to be used as a carbon of a Bechar. Fakanli mitzvah mitzvah leimer, and over here we learn there's actually mitzvah to say, Hare ata kadosh le Bechara, you here animal are kadosh as a Bechar. Even though it's born as a Bechar and it's technically automatically kadosh, you still have a mitzvah to say that you are kadosh. Let's go to the next Rashi, Lo Yisavad Bechar Sherechav, Lo Yisagaz Bechar Tenecha. Even the opposite, the Chachamim learn is usr. Meaning, if you would like to work with your sheep, or if you'd like to shear your ox, that's also usr. The Pasuk is talking about what is most common, and usually you're going to shear the sheep, and you're going to work with the ox. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Chaf. In front of Hashem your God, you should eat it every single year. You should eat it in the place where Hashem chose. You and your household shall eat it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf. This is actually talking to the kain. It's not talking about the original owner of this animal. Shekvar masinu shum matnas kuna. We've already learned that this is something that has to be given to the kain. Echatam ve'echad balmum. Whether it's a tam, meaning whether it's unblemished or it has a blemish. Shenemar says in the pasuk ufsarim yelach, it shall be given to you, meaning it has to be given to the kain. Shana b'shana, every year. Mekan she'ein mashin oisu yersal shnasei. We learn from here, you're not allowed to wait more than a year. You have to bring it that year that it's born. You have to bring it and give it to the kain. Yachol ye pasul misha'avra shnasei. You might think that it's going to be pasul. You're not able to eat it if it's already past its year. Kvar hukash l'maiser, it's already been compared to maiser. Shenemar says the pasuk v'chat l'fnei Hashem l'kecha maiser d'goncha tirashcha v'yitzurecha uvecharis b'karcha v'tzaynecha ma maiser sheni eni nesol mishana l'chaverto. Just like maiser sheni doesn't become possible from one year to another, like we learned in previous aliyah, if you have maiser sheni and you didn't bring it this year, so you just bring it next year. Af b'char eni nifsol el shemitzvah tech shenasei, a b'char also doesn't become possible, but it's a mitzvah to bring it within its year. Shana b'shana, what do we learn from here? One year with another year. Im shchat b'seif shenasei, if you ended up shechting it at the end of its year, you get to eat it that day, and you get to eat it another day into the next year. This teaches us that a bechor is eaten for 2 days with that one night in between. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Let's say it has a blemish in it. It's lame or blind. Any sort of bad mum. You shall not shecht it as a carbon to Hashem your God. You should eat it in your cities. Someone who's tami and tara together, just like you would eat a tzvi in an aisle. However, do not eat its blood. You shall pour it out on the ground like water. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The pasuk told us mum klal. That is a generalization. It seems to be that any sort of mum, any sort of blemish, is going to postulate it. However, then the pasuk says piseach iver prat. That's a specification. Seems to be only these types of mumin are going to say that it's postulate as a bechor. But then the pasuk said kol mum ra chazav kol. Here once again we have a specification. What do we learn from here? Ma prat mefirish. Just like this prat, the specification is very clear and it tells us mum hagoli ve'eni chazer. That we're talking about something which is revealed. It's in the open and it's not going to go back. If this animal is blind, it's not all of a sudden going to be able to see, and you can see that it's blind, so it's revealed. So too, what's considered a mum that's going to apostle this animal as a bechor? It's something which is revealed, you could see it, and it's not going to get healed. However, if it's something that you can't see, or it's something that's going to get healed, that's not considered a mum that's going to apostle this bechor. Rashi pasul chav gimel, rakas damal seichel, don't eat its blood. Now, what's the havamina that you'd be allowed to eat its blood? Shalai timer, don't say, since this is something which is completely mutter, and it came from something that was completely usur. Because this is something that is kadosh, and it's being able to be shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, you don't even have to redeem it, and you're able to eat it. So yachol, you might think, that even the blood is mutter to eat. That's why the pasuk says, rakas dam eloi seichel, don't eat the blood. And back to Chumash, perek tazayin pasuk aleph, shemaras chedesh ha'aviv, you shall guard the month of Aviv, which is talking about Nisan, ve'asisa pesach Hashem lekecha, and bring a carbon pesach Hashem your God, because in the month of Aviv, which is Nisan, Hashem your God took you out of Mitzrayim in the middle of the night. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Shemaras Chedesh Aviv, Mikaidam Baya, you have to guard it before it comes, meaning you have to pay attention to Nisan before it even becomes Nisan. And what are you supposed to do? Shemar Shehei Royal Aviv, you have to guard it to make sure that it's fit to be Aviv, it's fit to be the spring, meaning you have to make sure that the crops are going to ripen in this month. So you could bring the carbon Aimer. We have to be able would have crops that ripen so that we can cut them down and bring them as the Karban Omer on the second day of Pesach. Vimlav, and if not, meaning if the year is too early and the crops aren't going to be ready yet, Aberes Hashanah, so then you shall elongate the year. You have to make an Iber Yar, you have to add in another month so that the crops can ripen by then. And the Pasuk said, Mi Mitzrayim Laila, Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim in the middle of the night. Asks Rashi, Valai Bayam Yatsu, they left in the middle of the day. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Mi Machar Zapesach Yatsu B'nei Yisrael. Ella, Lefisha B'Laila Nasa Lohem Pyre Rishas Latzeis, since Pyre gave them permission to leave in the middle of the night, Shenemar says, Vikr L'meshu L'ar Laila, that's why it's considered like they left in the middle of the night, even though physically they only left during the day. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem L'kechot Tzaynu Bakar, and you shall shech the carbon Pesach V'Hashem your God from the flock and from cattle, B'amakam Hashem V'char Hashem L'shaken Shem Hashem, in the place where Hashem chose to rest his name over there, Loi Seichal Olav Chametz, do not eat Chametz on it, Shivas Yom Teichal Olav Matzois Lechem Oini, for 7 days you should eat Matzois, that is Lechem Oini, bread of affliction, Ki B'chipazan Yatzasim Mitzrayim, because you left Mitzrayim in a haste, L'man Tizkar Asim Seischam Eretz Mitzrayim, Koy Mechayecha, so you can remember your day of leaving Mitzrayim all the days of your life. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem L'kechot Tzayin, Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Min HaKvasim Min HaYizim Tikachu, which means that your carbon Pesach itself has to come from your flock, which is either sheep or goats. Uvakar Tizbach L'Chagiga, you shall use cattle as a carbon Chagiga, which is a different carbon, not your carbon Pesach. Shem Nimnu Al HaPesach Aburim Ruba, lets you have a lot of people that are all supposed to be eating one carbon Pesach, and there's not enough for all of them to get full. Mevin Ima Chagiga Deshei Nechal Al Seva, so we also bring a carbon Chagiga so they could eat and be full, and then they could eat their carbon Pesach. V'ahud Lamdi Rabbi Seinu Dvarim Harim Pasuk Zeh, there's actually a lot that Chazal learn from this pasuk, as we have extensively in Maseches Pesachim. Pasuk Gimel and Rashi Lechem Oini. Why is it called bread of our affliction? Lechem Shemazkir Asa Oini Shenis Anu Mitzrayim. This bread reminds us of the affliction that we had in Mitzrayim. Kibichi Pasan Yatzasa, because you left in haste. V'lo Hitzbek Batzeg LaHachmitz, and you didn't have enough time to have your dough rise. V'ziyah L'chal Zikaron, and this is going to be as remembrance for you. V'chi Pasan L'shel Chahaya, you weren't running out in haste. It's not like you were in a rush to leave. El Shel Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim were in a haste for you to leave. Shekeinu Emer says in the pasuk Vatechzak Mitzrayim al-Am, that they hurried everyone else out. L'man tizkar al-yidei achilas ha-pesach v'matzah, when you eat the carbon pesach and the matzah, as Yom Tzeischa, then you're going to remember the day that you left Mitzrayim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet, more halachas about Pesach. V'lo yer elecha sa'or b'chol gvulcha shvas yamim, and it shall not be seen to you sa'or, which is leaven, meaning chametz and all of your borders for 7 days. V'lo yalin min abasar asher tizbach ba'erev b'yom erisha in labaker, and you're not allowed to leave this meat that you had shechted in the evening. You're not allowed to let it sleep over till the next morning. Lo yisuch al izbach as a pasach, you're not allowed to shech the karma pesach be'achat sherech in one of your cities. Asher Hashem lekecha nayisein loch, that Hashem your God gives you. Ki imel amakam Hashem v'char Hashem lekecha l'shaken shemoy, because only to the place that Hashem your God has chosen to rest His name there. Sham tizbach as a pesach ba'arev. Over there, you shall shech the Karban Pesach in the evening. Kivay Hashemesh, as the sun is setting, Mayetzeischa Mitzrayim, the time that you left Mitzrayim. Uvishal Tova Chata, and you shall cook it and eat it. This referring to roasting it. Roasting is also cooking. So you shall roast it and eat it. B'makam Hashem Chashem Lekechabai, in the place that Hashem your God has chosen. Fanisa Vabaker, and then in the morning you shall turn back Valachdal Yalecha and go back to your tents. Sheshes Yom Teicha Matzois, 6 days you shall eat Matzois. V'yemashvi, and on the seventh day, Atzeres Hashem Lekecha, it is an Atzeres Hashem your God, a gathering. Lois Asam Lacha, do not do any Melacha. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, and take a look at the second Rashi, Atzeres Hashem Lekecha, Atzer Atzmecha Min HaMelacha, you shall stop yourself from doing work. Davar Acher, however, another way of understanding the word Atzeres is Kinufya, a gathering, Shel Machal Mishta, of eating and drinking, L'shay Natzer Na Oisach, which means the last day of Pesach is also considered a Yontif. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Tes, and now we're going to learn about Shavuos. Shiva Shavuos Tisbar Lach, you shall count 7 weeks for yourself. Me'achel Chermesh Ba'Kamal, literally this means, from when this sickle touches the stand and grain, that means from when you started harvesting your crops, tachel lispar, that's when you shall start counting Shiva Shavuos, these 7 weeks. Let's see Rashi over here quickly, Pasuk Tes over here, Me'achel Chermesh Ba'Kama, Mishen Nikzar Ha'Omer, for when the carbon Omer was cut, Shehu Reshis HaKatzir, that is the first of the harvest. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, Vasisa Chag Shavuos Lashem Alakecha, you shall make this Chag Shavuos to Hashem your God, Misas Nidvas Yod Chasher Titain, to the extent of what your hand can give, that's what you shall give, Kasher Yerach Hashem Lekecha, based off of how much Hashem has blessed you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod, Misas Nidvas Yodcha, De Nidvas Yodcha, however much your hand can give, Hakol Fi Abracha, everything is commensurate, is proportionate to the amount of bracha that Hashem has given you. Havi Shalmi Simcha V'Kadish Kurim Lechol, you shall bring that amount of Shlomim, and you shall invite many people to eat with you. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Yod Aleph, V'samach Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, and you shall rejoice in front of Hashem your God. Atal you, Uvincha and your son, Uvitecha and your daughter, Va'avdecha V'amasecha, and your servant and your maidservant, and also, V'halevi Yashab Sharecha, the Levi in your cities, Hager v'Yosef v'Almana, and the convert and the orphan and the widow, Asher b'kir bechel, that's in your midst, b'makom asher b'char Hashem l'kechol shekein shema Hashem, that Hashem your God has chosen to rest his name there. V'zachar tan, you shall remember, ki evra yisim Mitzrayim, that you were slaves in Mitzrayim, v'shamar tova asisa, and therefore you shall guard and perform as achukim ha'ele, all these chukim. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yet aleph. V'alevi v'hager v'yosem v'almana, arba sheli, there's four that are mine, says Hashem, k'neged arba shelcha, corresponding to the four that are yours, b'incho v'techa v'avducha v'amasecha. And what do we learn from here? Imatam samechas sheli, if you gladden that who belongs to me, meaning if you gladden those who are mine, the convert, the widow, the levi, and the yosem, so then, anim samechas shelcha, I'm going to gladden the ones that you have, that is your servant, your maidservant, your son, and your daughter. And Rashi pasuk yud beis tells us, v'zacharta ki avro yisa, al menas ken pidisicha, that's the reason why I redeemed you, shetishmar v'tasas achukimo ele, so that you can guard and perform these chukim. And let's go back to Chumash pasuk yud gimel, chag ha-sukas tasal chashiv ha-siyamim, you should make chag sukas for 7 days. When is that you should make it? Ba'aspecha migarn chumikvecha, that's when you gather in that which is from your threshing floor and your wine vat. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yud gimel, ba'aspecha bizman ha-asif, this is the time of gathering in, shatam machnas l'bayas peres ha-kayetz, that you bring into your house all the produce that you harvested during the summer, at the time of bringing it into your house, that's when sukkah is. Davarach, another understanding of this pasuk is ba'aspecha migarn chumikvecha, limit shemesachin es sukkah b'psaz garn v'yakev. This teaches us that what is it that you should put as schach on your sukkah, something that comes from the garn and the yakev, that which is left over from the granary, the threshing floor, and your wine press. Let's go back to Chumash, pasuk yodalud, v'samachta b'chagecha, and you shall rejoice on your chag, ata, you, uvin chovitecha, your son, your daughter, v'avducha v'amasecha, and your servant and your maidservant, v'halevi v'ager v'yosem v'almana, asher b'sharecha, and the levi, the convert, the yosem and almana that's in your cities. Shivas yomim tachag l'Hashem l'kecha, for 7 days you shall rejoice to Hashem your God, b'amakom asher b'char Hashem, in the place that Hashem chose, ki rechecha Hashem l'kecha, because Hashem your God has blessed you, b'chol tfuascha b'chol maseyedecha, with all of your crops and all the work of your hand, v'hayisa ach sameach, and you shall only be happy. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk desvav, v'hayisa ach sameach, you shall only rejoice, l'fi pshutai, the simple understanding of this is, anzal l'shain tzivui, this is not a command that you have to rejoice, that's because we learned about that 2 psukim ago, el l'shain haftacha, this is a promise Hashem is telling us that you will be rejoicing and you don't have to worry. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Tes Zayin. Shalish pa'am bashana, 3 times a year. Yeroeh kol zechurcha, all of your males shall appear as pnei Hashem lekecha before Hashem your God, b'makom asher yivchar, in the place that He chose, v'chag ha-matzos, v'chag ha-shavuos, v'chag ha-sukkos, on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, v'lo yeras pnei Hashem rekam, and he shall not appear in front of Hashem empty-handed. Ish kimat nas yodai, each person to the extent of his hand, kivikas Hashem lekecha shenasan lach, based off of the amount of bracha that Hashem gives you, that's how much you have to bring. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes Zayin, v'lo yeras pnei Hashem rekam, elohavei olis re'il v'sham chagiga. You have to bring different sorts of karbonis with you when you go up to the Beis Hamikdash. And Pasuk Yud Zayin in Rashi, ish kemat nas yodei, mishi yesh le'ochlin harbe, a person that has a lot of mouths to feed and chasim merubim, and he has a lot of possessions, yavi olis merubim v'shlam merubim, he has to bring a lot of karbonis. Some that has less, he brings less, proportionate to the amount that Hashem has granted you, that is how much you shall bring up to the Beis Hamikdash. With this, we complete Parshas Re'eh. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.